Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saying Iran is not living up to the spirit of a two-year-old nuclear agreement it signed with Western powers, President Trump has unveiled a new U.S. strategy toward Tehran.
We will work with our allies to counter the regime's destabilizing activity and support for terrorist proxies in the region. And we will place additional sanctions on the regime to block their financing of terror. We will address the regime's proliferation of missiles and weapons that threaten its neighbors' global trade and freedom of navigation. And finally, we will deny the regime all paths to a nuclear weapon.
Mr. Trump stopped short of pulling the United States out of the 2015 deal involving Iran, the permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany and the European Union. A U.S.-Canadian family back in Canada now after 5 years in Taliban captivity, acting on a tip from the U.S., Pakistani troops rescued the family. U.S. Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie says it is a good sign for relations with Pakistan.
We would view this actual recovery of the citizens in Pakistan by Pakistani forces as a very favorable development along that line. So we would view this as a very positive thing that Pakistan has done moving forward.
The Pakistani Foreign Ministry agreed and said it looked forward to more cooperation between Islamabad and Washington. U.S. military officials are urging Kurdish and Iraqi forces gathered on the outskirts of the disputed oil-rich city of Kirkuk to tone everything down as Kurdish officials continue to warn of an imminent Iraqi invasion. If Iraqi forces enter Kurdish territories, Peshmerga leadership says it would be an act of aggression. This is VOA News. Following the U.S. decision to quit the United Nations Organization for Education, Science, and Culture, Israel announced it too will withdraw from UNESCO. VOA's Ladit Sahok reports that the Trump administration also cited anti-Israel bias as a reason for its withdrawal.
U.S. representative at UNESCO headquarters in Paris, Chris Hagedorn, gave two reasons for withdrawal.
One was mounting arrears, which have been mounting since 2011 when this organization admitted Palestine as a member state. Second issue, unfortunately, this venue has become politicized, undermining the work of UNESCO across its mandate.
The United States has long called for a reform of the UN's cultural body. Earlier this year, UNESCO declared the ancient core of Hebron, a contested city in Israeli-occupied West Bank, as a Palestinian World Heritage Site in danger. And in 2015, it adopted a resolution that criticized Israel for mishandling heritage sites in Jerusalem. Both decisions were condemned by Israel and its allies. Zlati Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
UN envoys from Britain and France call for Myanmar authorities to translate promises into action and to end violence and create conditions for the return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslim refugees. More than 536,000 of them have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in the last 7 weeks, fleeing a military crackdown on their minority community after militants launched deadly attacks on state forces. Deadly wildfires continue to burn in the northern U.S. state of California. VOA's Steve Miller reporting.
Firefighters gained some ground in northern California as the wildfires grew little in favorable weather, but crews face another battle against gusty winds, low humidity, and higher temperatures. Since igniting Sunday in spots across eight counties, the blazes have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Thus far, the fires have killed an unprecedented 32 people, but the death toll is expected to keep rising. Firefighters continue to hit the Tubbs Fire hard north of Calistoga as strong winds were expected to pick up in the afternoon on Friday and into the evening in the area, worrying officials that the blaze could jump a highway, putting the town of Calistoga square in the flames' crosshairs. Greg Bertelli with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection.
The winds blow from the north. Calistoga is going to be a concern, and if the winds shift, then Middletown. So that's why we're engaging so aggressively, like we always do.
Fire officials say about 5,700 homes and buildings have been destroyed and driven 90,000 people from where they live.
That is VOA Steve Miller reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.